We continue with Mishnah Berurah Amud Yom Hilchos Shabbos Siman Shin Chav Zayin Siv Dalid. Says the Mechaber, Lo Yasach Raglo B'Shemen V'Hu B'Toch HaMinol O HaSandal HaChadashim V'Mnei Sha'or Misrakech V'Dami L'Ibud. One should not pour oil on their legs when their feet are in their shoes, because you end up pouring oil onto your shoes, and that if those shoes are made out of leather, so you end up doing something which is similar to ibud, which is softening that leather. Aval sach raglum minich b'minol, you are allowed to put oil on your foot and then place your foot into the shoe. V'sach kol gufo misagel agava or, and you can pour oil on your body and then rub your body up against leather. V'ushalo yibashemen hanishaf migufo shir kedei la'abdo, as long as the amount that is coming off of your body is not enough oil in order to perform the malacha of ibud. Even if there's enough on it just to shine it, that's okay. As long as your intention is not in order to shine it or to perform ibud. So pouring while your foot is in the shoe, that's a problem, because it's clear that you're doing it and you're going to end up performing ibud on that shoe. However, in order to pour oil on your foot and then place it into the shoe that is so far removed, it does not appear to be performing the act of ibud. The Mishnah Berurah points out that the reason that the Mechaber adds chadashim is because if they are old shoes, so then there's no more chashash of ibud, because they're so worn out probably already that ibud does not do anything to it. Pouring this oil on it will not have any effect. The discussion about polishing shoes, so Rav Vosner says that even if your shoes are already black and you just want to make them blacker, so strengthening the color black is also considered to be tzoveya. Not just coloring it a different color, but even coloring it with a darker color, strengthening the color that already exists, is also the malach of tzoveh and will be prohibited. Simen shin chav ches. Din chole b'shabbos. There are a variety of halachos when it comes to the sick and how to treat them. Sifal, misha yeshal mechash ba'alma, v'mischazik v'holei chabari. Someone who's just a little uncomfortable, they have a little bit of pain, maybe a slight headache, etc. But they're able to act as a normal healthy person does, walk as a healthy person does. Asar lasos l'shum refua, afila de yehuni, enu yehudi, gzer mishum shchika samamanim. You're not allowed to perform any medical acts for this person. You can't take medicine, you can't do anything that would be construed as a medicinal act, medicinal purpose, because all medicine is prohibited on Shabbos, gzera that you might come to make the medicine yourself. If, Mishnah Berurah says, if you are in more pain, either your entire body is in pain, so you're a cholakol gufo, or you have fallen into bed, meaning you cannot act as a normal person does, you don't do the normal functions that you would normally do, so then you would be defined as a cholish embo sakana, or the first case of cholish yesh bo sakana. Those situations, there are heterim, as we will see as we go through these halachos of Siman Shin Chav Ches. But right now, just in dealing with someone who has a slight headache, so that person who is in slight pain, we will not allow any refuas for him, even if there is no malacha involved. It is interesting to note that earlier in Siman Shin Chav Vav, we pointed out from the Ber Halacha that if one is uncomfortable, they are allowed to bathe in hot water that was heated up before Shabbos. And yet here we say that just being uncomfortable, we will not allow refua. So Shlomo Zalman Auerbach says that that iser of bathing in water which was heated before Shabbos is a lighter iser, and therefore we will allow it in a case of someone who is uncomfortable. But refua is much stronger, and therefore we will not allow it if you are just uncomfortable. We also saw earlier another category in Siman Shin Zayin Siv Hei that the Mechaber said if somebody is not, they don't have just a slight pain, they have a bit of a sickness. So they're not a cholish embo sakana, they're just a mixas choli. We said you are allowed to ask a non-Jew to do an iser d'rabanan for him. And the Mishnah Berurah said the reason is because it's only a shvus to shvus, so they weren't chachamim were not gozer on a shvus to shvus in a case of a mixas choli. However, in mechash ba'alma, they would prohibit even a shvus to shvus. So we have the lowest levels of mechash ba'alma, nothing is permissible. Then we have mixas choli, a little bit sick, which we don't really have such a great definition of where we allow a shvus to shvus. And later on, we will have the categories of cholash imbo sakana and cholash yeshbo sakana. Sif beis, mishayesh l'choli shel sakana, someone who is in danger, their life is in danger. Mitzvah l'chalalav as a Shabbos. Not only are you allowed to, but it is a mitzvah to perform any malacha on Shabbos in order to save them. V'hazarez harez ha-mashubach. And someone who acts quickly to perform that malacha to save them, he is praised. V'hashoel, someone who asks what they should do, if it's mutter to perform a malacha for this person, harez ha-shofich damin. It's like someone who is killing someone. Because when someone needs to be saved, we are machal al Shabbos for them, as the pasuk says, v'chai bahem, v'lo she'yamas bahem. So therefore, we act fast in order to save this person's life. And if you are going to ask the Shaila, so while you're going to ask the Shaila, this person can be placed into more danger. And that is why it is like you are murdering. The Yerushalmi says that someone who asks the Shaila is bad, but the person who the Shaila is asked to is also bad, because that rabbi should have taught his kehila how important it is to save someone's life and to never ask any Shailas when someone in his life is in danger, that you should act quickly and not ask. If the Chola himself, says the Mishnah Berurah, is fearful, I don't want you to perform any malachas for me, we force him to, we say you're crazy, that's not chasidus, that is silliness, and we need to save your life. Sif Gimel, Komaka Shalchalal, Dahainu Meha Shinaim Velifnim, Vishinaim Atzam Bichlal, Mechalan Ala Esa Shabbos. Any maka, any injury that is on the inside of the body, which includes in the mouth and the teeth, etc., anything that is inside the body, that we are machal Shabbos for, because we consider that to be a tremendous amount of danger. If it is just a toothache, so then we would not include that. It is something which is dangerous, let's say has an infection or something like that. Any infection which is inside the body, even in the gums, etc., so that we are machal Shabbos for. And one should really consult the rabbi, a posek, exactly what the details are regarding this definition of maka shel chalal, and even in the teeth, because it clearly can't mean just a toothache or a tooth falling out, etc. It must be an infection of some sort.